This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, right up here in Willits, California. I don't have to get that baby out. I'm Greg Schindel, trained singer, and we are now boarding Rabbi Bipolar Express. Okay, great. Trained singer. Puffing and chugging, you know the engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety 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 blue, 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 blue. Hey, Whoopee! What a ride! Train singer, by the way, is going to have another Imagination Station appearance for Mother's Day on Friday at the Imagination Station in the morning, and all the goodies and donuts and sweeties and little kids. I can hardly wait. And I get to play as many of my children's train songs as I can remember. Is that you talking, train? Yes, it is. Okay, Greg. I just let you know Greg is here. Hey, Greg, I'm here. Okay. You need not to refer to me in the third person, please. Oops, sorry. Oh, God. Look, here I go. Woo! Hey, you are on the Bipolar Express, and it's hard to express yourself when you're on the bipolar. Okay, yes, as Greg was saying, today is music for the kids, young and old. Now, if you like that crazy train and hellbound train and all those standards that American old people like, well, maybe this isn't a show for you. This is for the children and those of child's at heart. Before I get too carried away, which obviously is happening to me, hey, I don't want you to miss Dream a Little Dream. It's a benefit for the Willits Grange. And that's coming this Saturday, May the 13th, and it'll be happening from 6 o'clock to 11 p.m. at the Willits Grange. And by the way, dinner will be served promptly at 6:30, so you want to get here at 6 o'clock. And this, by the way, is a black tie event. Whoa. Tuxedo? Well, I don't know. Black tie. Anyway. Hey, and it's a family-style dinner, and there's a silent auction, plus music and dancing. And by the way, you'll be dancing to the music of Sarah Ryan and the Velvet Vipers Jazz Ensemble. I always think Velvet Vipers like a bunch of snakes, but they're well-dressed in velvet. Okay. Hey, Black Dog Catering is what's happening, and we know how great they are. And by the way, tickets are $100 at the Flying Dog Pizza. They are available now. So come on out and have a wonderful evening and support your Willits Grainy. You know, Forrest and Friends at the WCT last Saturday was another sold-out event. And I heard I had a blast singing a few of my songs with Forrest and Malachi and Sarah Rose and Lassa and Kyle. And what a fun thing to do, playing with the young musicians that are young, 30s and 40s, I guess. That's so young. Hey, you are riding on the Bipolar Express right now on KLLG. That's LP. You know what that stands for? Low power. Like 100 watts of low power, man. We are a light bulb in your life. 97.9 FM. Okay, anyway, kids. Here we go. Let's have a little fun with kiddie stuff. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Woo woo. Coming round the mountain when she comes. Woo woo. She'll be coming round the mountain. Coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Woo woo. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. Woo bang. Driving 6 white horses when she comes. Ooh, back. She'll be driving 6 white horses. Come on. Driving 6 white horses. Driving 6 white horses when she comes. say we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. Ah, baby, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. Ah, bye, wow, I'll go out to meet her. To meet her, I'll go out to meet her when she comes. Ah, babe, whoa, back, woo, woo. Kill that old red rooster when she comes. Chop, chop, chop. Kill that rooster when she comes. Chop, chop. Kill that old red rooster. Well, kill the old red rooster. Kill the old red rooster when she comes. Chop, chop. Hi, babe. Whoa, back. Woo, woo. I'll have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, yum. I'll have chicken and dumplings when she comes. Yum, 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 yum. I'll have chicken and dumplings. I'll have chicken and dumplings. Yes, we'll all have chicken and dumplings. Yum, yum, chop, chop. Hi, babe. Whoa, back. Woo, woo. Hey. And we'll wear those red pajamas when she comes. Scratch, scratch. Wear those red pajamas when she comes. Scratch, scratch. Wear the red pajamas. Hey, wear those red pajamas. Woo, wear those red pajamas when she comes. Scratch, scratch. Yum, yum, chop, chop. Ah, babe, whoa, back, woo, woo. Have to sleep with grandma when she comes. Have to sleep with grandma when she comes. Have to sleep with grandma. Have to sleep with grandma. Have to sleep with grandma when she comes. Shoo, scratch, scratch, yum, yum, chop, chop. Ah, babe, whoa, back, woo, woo. She comes around the mountain when she comes, yeah. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Coming round the mountain, whoa, coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Ooh. Yeah. Yes, and certainly is a good tune, isn't it? What am I doing? Okay. So. That, believe it or not, is one of the few songs that people seem to remember when I'm on the train now. All those standards, well, who cares, right? Well, I do. Train whistle blowing makes a sleepy noise underneath their blankets to all those girls and boys heading from the station out along the bay and all are bound for a morning town many miles away. You know the driver's at the engine. Bell. Sandman swings the lantern, shows that all is well. Rock and roll ride out along the bay, and all about for a morning down the many miles away. Our train will ride, but all our little passengers snug and warm inside. Somewhere there is sunshine, somewhere there is day, somewhere there is morning town many miles away. Rock and roll and ride out along the bay, all about for morning town many miles away. On a summer's day in the month of May, a little bum come hiking, traveling down that lonesome road, looking for his liking. Heading for land is far away, beside those crystal fountains. I see you all used to come and fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Ah, the Big Rock Candy Mountain. You never change. change your socks. Little streams of alcohol come trickling down the rocks. Boxcars all are empty. Railroad bulls are blind. And there's a lake of stew and whiskey too. Paddle all around in a big canoe. And the big rock and the mountain. How the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees on the soda water fountain. Lemonade springs, bluebird sings on the big rock and the mountain. Where the farmer's dogs all have soft teeth and the hens lay scrambled eggs. Oh, warm sunshine, fish all bite. He can't sleep all day, oh. In the Big Rock Candy Mountain, the jails are made of tin. You can bust right out of them as soon as they put you in. Farmer's trees are filled with fruit and the barns are full of hay. I'm gonna say, sleep all day in the boiling oil, the inventor of toil on the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Whoa, the buzzing of the bees and the peppermint tree. Over the water round, whoa, lemonade springs, the big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzz of the bees and the cigarette trees, soda water fountain, lemonade springs and the bluebird sings on the big rock candy mountain, the big rock candy mountain, on the big rock candy mountain.
Yes, I am. They make me feel like a kid. No, actually. Anyway. Hey, here's one by Utah Phillips, by the way. Hey, when I was just a boy, living by the tracks, us kids would gather up the coal and a great big gun sound. And then you hear the warning sound as that train came into view. The engineer would smile and wave when she ran a rolling through. She boomed so loud and clear, whoa, we covered up our ears. And we counted cars as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and that big old driver scream with his sound mind. Little boy, you never know. Daddy was a train, something I can ride.
carry lots of grown-up folks, little kids inside. Is it bigger than a house? Oh, how could I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, hey, what's a train? You know, I guess the times have changed and kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little girl can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember when we memorized the names on railroad cars. Yeah. It was the Wabash and TP, why the Lackawanna and I say, are the Nickel Plate and the good old Santa Fe. Our names out of the past, I know they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Carry lots of grown-up folks, little kids inside. Why, is it bigger than a house? How can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? Well, we jumped into the car and we drove down into town, right into that depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did, you know, when I was just a kid. How far away those memories appear. But it's plain to see, they mean a lot to me, because my ambition was to be an engineer. Oh, well. Daddy, what's a train? Something I can ride. Does it carry lots of grown-up folks, little kids inside? Is it bigger than a house? Oh, how can I explain when my little boy and girl ask me, Daddy, what's a train? I know, you got some pretty dumb kids there, Utah. But no offense. Yes, it was. No, it was. Oh, stop. Oh, boy. Okay. Hey. You know, a lot of times when we were at camp or in the car, we'd sing things like, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, that one there. And we'd do it in the round, and it was so clever, and we felt so good. Well, you know what? I've got a new one for that one. For those folks who don't want to be in a boat and want to be on a train, and it goes like this. Ride, ride, ride the train gently down the track. Merrily, 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 merrily. Clickety, clickety, clack. That's it. Ride, ride, ride the train gently down the track. Merrily, 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 merrily. Clickety, clickety, clack. Now he's going, one more. Ride, ride. Oh, no, okay. Anyway, that's just, I thought you might have a little fun with that. Oh, all right. Well, how about this one? You know how we got, what is it? The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. You know, something about it. Anyway, how about this one? Oh, the fireman rings the bell. Ding, ding. The fireman rings the bell. Ding, ding. Engineer blows the whistle. Woo, woo. And the fireman rings the bell. Ding, ding. I forgot my bell. Liam said he'd loan me his cowbell, but the cow isn't even here today, so we're going to have to deal without that one. Anyway, folks, those are fun things to do, and I came up with those when I was a music coordinator. We used to have fun with that stuff. But anyway, all right, let's have some fun with something else. Is there anything else, Greg? Well, of course there is. There it is. Now, everybody loves a dog, right? I love my dog. Some of the times I don't really love him, but he makes up for it in the evening. God, that was a very strange laugh right there, wasn't it? Anyway, this is a story about a real dog. And someone asked me the other day, do you really know where he's buried? And I said, I got a pretty good idea. And I didn't tell her exactly because I was afraid she wanted to go over there and dig the skull up. Imagine having the skull of Boomer Jack, Northwestern Pacific Railroad dog. Boomer Jack, Boomer Jack, got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, boom.
tickety-clack. A vagabond dog that boomer jacked down. Hey, the Northwestern Pacific, days of log and steam. Boomer Jack, that railroad dog, first rolled on the scene. Like those drifting train men, old Boomer earned his name. All the train folk that he met, no master did he claim. He had a free pass to ride any train along the track, from the Humboldt, Mendo, Redwoods, 300 miles of open track, rolling down to Sausalito and all the way back. Vagabond life, I lived that Boomer Jack. Live from Humboldt, Mendocino, through Sonoma to Marin. 14 years Jack roamed the rails, disembarking now and then. He'd visit friends along the way, all glad to take him in. He was no one dog, but everybody's friend. Boomer Jack, a Boomer Jack. He got his head out the cab, he was blowing back. Boomer Jack, woo, tickety-clack. He's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Now, Boomer Jack, he's not the only dog allowed to ride along the rails. They all had names, and you know, they all had tails. And there was Little Hop and Oney and Admiral Dewey, just a few. Those American railroad dogs and the train folk that they knew. Why, there were Roxy and Patty and Santa Fe and Railroad Jack. All railroad dogs in the history of the track. But that old Boomer Jack, he traveled longer and covered far more ground than any American railroad dog who ever roamed around. But Boomer Jack, he ran out of steam in old Willard's town. The train folk came from miles and miles around. Buried in the train yard, watched over by his friends. Boomer Jack lived a dog's life right up to the end. Boomer Jack, oh Boomer Jack, got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Ah, Boomer Jack, woo, tickety-clack, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Just a dog on the back of a Boomer Jack. Okay. Yes. Down by the station early in the morning, see those little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Chup, chup, woo, woo, off we go. Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Chup, chup, woo, woo, off we go. Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies all in a row. See the station master pull the little handle. Chup, chup, woo, woo, off we go. Down by the station. Oh, we go. Hey, I kind of got out there on that one. Felt pretty good, too, I'll tell you, folks. Don't worry. You know, it might sound crazy, but you know, you could get involved just like I am on this station. Come in here and do whatever you want. Just a few little words you can't say, like. But other than that, you can pretty much say and do whatever you want on the radio, and they can't see you. Can't see me. I'm standing here completely naked. What a ridiculous thought that was. Ha!
Hey, are you listening to the radio or what? This is your old radio.
Oh my God, please. No, don't turn me off. Oh, turn me on, please, I'm ready.
You know the gospel train's coming. Hear it close at hand. Hear the car wheels rumbling, rolling through the land. Get on the boat, little children, get on the boat. Come on, get on the boat, little children, 'cause there's room for many more. That train coming around the curve, putting on its steam and brakes and straightening every nerve. Get on board, little children, get on board. Ooh, wow. Get on board, little children, 'cause there's room for many more. Rich and the poor are there. No second class aboard the train. No difference in the fare. Get on board, little children. Get on board, come on. Get on board, little children, 'cause there's room for many more. Come on. You know the gospel train's coming. Hear it close at hand. Hear the car wheels rumbling, rolling through the land. Get on.
Yes, indeed, children. Come and take a ride on the train. That's a gospel train, folks. Yes, indeed. A lot of good things happen on that train, I'll tell you. Lots of love and forgiveness and happiness and pain and suffering. Oh. Okay. All right, here's another one that I never would have thought of. Except someone requested, a good friend requested this train one time, this train song, and I looked it up. Vince Gill and Guy Clark are not exactly where I would go for train stuff, but check this one out. Children. When Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. Didn't play with dolls or those lacy kind of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep. She could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on the ride. Living in another time, you could see it in her eyes. Every day after school, she would walk down to the track, wait for a train that was never coming back. But Jenny dreamed of trains. When the night time came, well, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed. Depot is all boarded up, the rails have turned to rust. Hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. So no
no one believed her when she said she heard a train. Just a little girl, acting kind of strange. But Jenny dreamed trains. When the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day. God we trust, and she walked away. The very next morning, all that she could find, a little piece of copper, squash flatter than a dime. 'Cause Jenny dreamed when the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed the train. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed. Song is, you know, they say dreams do come true. They do. I've had many dreams come true in my life, and I am forever grateful for them. So, with that in mind, or out of mind. Oh, when you hear that whistle, you feel just like a king. When you hear the bell ring, it makes you want to sing about that little red caboose, chugga-digga-dugga, red caboose, jug-jug-jug, red caboose behind the drain, drain, drain. The smoke stacks on its back, coming down the track, 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 a little red caboose behind the drain. Whoa! Little red caboose, tuck, 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 a little red caboose, tuck, tuck, tuck. Red caboose behind the train, train, train. Hanging on the end, 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 end. Coming round the bend, 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 bend. Little red caboose by the road. A tuck, 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 caboose, tuck, 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 red caboose, tuck, 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 red caboose behind the train, train, train. Sing along, kids. Boat stuck on, it's a back, 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 coming down the track, 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 track. Little red caboose behind the train. Aha! Hear that? There's a stuck key in that. Oh, boy, I'm glad I found out about it today.
Why today?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to play it again. Hey, you know, I've always said, no, I haven't always said this, actually, but
The tunnel on the other side, tunnel number one, Fort Bragg, which has been down so long, I hardly remember how long it is. I guess a little shorter than it was, but I used to enter that tunnel and sing I've Been Working on the Railroad, and it would fit perfectly into all the way through the tunnel, everybody singing, and then we burst out the other side, and it's, yes, how miracle it is. I always called it one song long. Well, now we get out of this other number two over here on the Woollett side now. It's quite a bit shorter, and but Bill Grogan's goat actually fits. Come on, you remember the song? Bill Grogan's goat. Actually, I really stalled. Make your mind. Was feeling fine. A3 red shirt. Right off the line. Bill grabbed a stick. Gave him three whacks. And tied him to the railroad tracks. Oh, no. That whistle blew. That train drew nigh. Bill Grogan's goat was doomed to die. He died. That goat he bucked with might and main, coughed up those shirts and flagged that train.
Look, we're out of the tunnel.
Anyway, that's about how long the ride is through the tunnel, folks. So if you want to know how many feet it is, well, ask the conductor. But as far as I'm concerned, one song long. Thank you very much for the Chinese for building both tunnels.
Hey, I've been working on the railroad all the live long day.
Yeah,
I've been working on the railroad just to pass the time away.
Sing along, come on.
Can't you hear the whistle blowing? Rise up so early in the morning. Oh, can't you hear the captain shouting?
Hey!
Dinah, blow your horn.
Come on now.
Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow your horn? Dinah, won't you blow? Dinah, won't you blow? Oh, Dinah, blow your horn. Some was in the kitchen with Dinah. Some was in the kitchen, I know. Some was in the kitchen with Dinah. Strumming on the old banjo. And singing, fee, a fi, a fiddly, I hope. Fee, fi, fiddly, I hope. Fee, fi, fiddly, I hope. Strumming on the old band.
Boy, don't you get as excited over that one as I do? I didn't think you did. Hey, I want to remind you, of course, if you, how could you not know where you are right now? You are riding on the Bipolar Express. And I'm out there today again, and it sure feels good to be doing it out there again. Out there, woo! Hey, so... But I want to say also that this is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And, you know, you can get involved with this station if you like to, and you can even donate to this station if you wish. You just go to www.kllg.org and press donate. or just give us a call and leave a message. Sometimes there's someone in the studio. I'm here today. If you're listening on Thursday, this is as live as I get. There will be a replay on Saturday night at 10 o'clock and at Sunday, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Okay. You know, oh, yeah, I got you. Blah, 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 blah. Why am I? Oh. Oh, you know, I'm babbling because I'm spaced out. Are you spaced out there too? Oh, you must be if you're listening to me. Hey, how does it all get off a train, folks? Remember?
He disembarks
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You know, aside from blowing bubbles and telling bad jokes, that's about all the kids' songs that I can actually recall at this time, or I can't even stand them. Hey, who? Greg, come on. That was Greg. That wasn't me. Okay, but how about some kids' stuff from you? Oh, okay. Take that, Greg. Well, all right, this is timely. I know we've been having a lot of rain, and everybody's thinking, oh, we're fine now. No more fire, but come on. Remember, sing this one along. This is a kiddie song, too. Come on. We're the Ranger's hat and shovel and the pair of dungarees. You'll find him in the forest, sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware. Everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Sing along. Smokey the Bear, that's it. Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it start to flame. Why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. Yeah! Take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree. They're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you. You'll find it is not a joke to see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke. Oh boy, Smokey the Bear, growling and a-growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it start to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That is how he got his name. You know you can camp upon his doorstep, make you feel at home. Run and hunt and ramble everywhere you get a roam. Why, he lets you take his honey, pretend he's not so smart. But don't you harm his trees, for he's a ranger in his heart. Oh, Smokey the Bear, oh, Smokey the Bear, growling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. Why they call him Smokey is how he got it out. If you've ever seen the forest when a fire is running wild, you love the things within it like a mother loves her child. You'll know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do. Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it start to flame. Ow! That's why they call him Smokey. That is how he got his name. That's been around for a while, and I remember that as a kid. But I think it's out of the 50s. It might even be the 40s. I'm looking on this paper. It doesn't say. Hey, well, that's the kiddie thing. And, you know, is another one. Really? Is that it? Oh, you. Oh. Okay, well. So, here's another one that I really like to play for the children. I don't know why this has got a fascination for this one, but here we go. If you go down in the woods today, you're in for a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic. Yeah, picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them catch them unaware. See them picnic on their holiday. I see them gay about. They love to play and jump. They never have any care. But it's 6 o'clock, their mamas and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bear. Whoa. Now you go down
down in the woods today.
You better not go alone.
Lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. Every bell and ever there was will gather there. For certainly because today the teddy bears have their picnic. It's picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Oh, watch them, catch them unaware. See them big niggas. The playing's out, they never have any care. But at 6 o'clock, their mamas and daddies will take them home to bed because they're tired of teddy bear. Whoa! Hey, every teddy bear that's been good is sure for a treat today. There's lots of wonderful things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees their hide and seek. As long as they do. Today's the day the teddy bears have. Today's the day the teddy bears have it. Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Come on. Has this been fun? Hey, use your imagination at the station. Woo-hoo-hoo. And, well, you know, I get to a point where I kind of run out of steam.
You can't possibly run out.
Yes, I actually can. And I had this sheet that I was going to read with a bunch of cheap filler on it. But, of course, I've misplaced it. So I'm going to have to be cheap filler on my own right now. So, but... Speaking of bears, what do you call a bear with no teeth? Come on. Yeah, a gummy bear. Oh, man. And why did the teddy bear what did he have for lunch? Nothing. He was already stuffed.
Hey, you better not go to the picnic there, Teddy.
Okay. Hey, why don't bears wear mittens?
They like bear paws.
Okay, that's called the bad joke syndrome, you know. So, what is that? Yes, I am. You know, I think I'm going to have to move away from a little bit of the children's stuff and just kind of put some, what would be a fun song? They could do that one. Yeah, I could. Yeah, what about this one? It's just for fun, you guys.
Well, I know an old lady will swallow a fly. I don't know why. She swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, and I do not know why she swallowed that for the eye. Perhaps she'll die. Oh. I know an old woman who swallowed a bird.
How absurd. She swallowed a bird.
But she swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, and you know I do not know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. But I know a woman who swallowed a cat. Imagine that! She swallowed a cat. She swallowed a cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside. God, she swallowed the spider to catch the fly. And you know what? I don't know why she swallowed that fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know no woman to swallow a dog. What a hole. She swallowed a dog. She swallowed a dog to catch the cat. Swallowed the cat to catch the bird. Swallowed the bird to catch the spider. And wriggle and jiggle and tickle inside her.
Swallow the spider, catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed that fly. Perhaps she'll die. Now an old woman swallowed a goat. She opened her throat and swallowed a goat. Whoa! Swallowed the goat, catch the dog. Swallowed the dog to get the cat. Swallowed the cat to get the bird. Swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and tickled inside her.
She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, and I do not know why she swallowed the fool away. Perhaps she'll die. I know the woman who swallowed a cow. Oh, I do not know how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed a cow to get the goat. She swallowed the goat to get the dog. Swallowed the dog to get the cat. She swallowed the cat to get the bird. Swallowed the bird to get the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. Swallowed the spider to get the fly. And I do not know why she swallowed that fly. Perhaps she lied. Now I know the woman who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
Oh, that's it. Well,
okay, but she swallowed the horse to...
But, well, God, that is kind of abrupt, isn't it?
Well, well. Kids love this one, I don't know why. Well, old Mr. Johnson, you know, he had troubles of his own. He had no yellow cat that would not leave home. He tried everything he knew to get that cat to stay away. He took him up to Laytonville. He told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, you know, he thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, he just could not stay away. You know, the farmer on the corner, you know, he said he'd shoot that cat on sight. Loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. Whoa, the gun went off and hurt all over town. The little pieces of the man was all they ever found. Robo the cat came back the very next day. Cat came back, he thought he was a goner, but cat came back, he just Well, I gave it to a man
who up in a balloon. Told him to leave him on the man with the moon.
But that balloon got busted and back to Earth it hid. 7 miles away, they picked that man up dead. Cat came back the very next day. Cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just could not stay away, away. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Give me a little boy with a dollar and a note. Hey, take him out in the river in your leaky old boat. He grabbed that yellow cat and he wrapped him in his jacket round and round. Now they're dragging up the river for that little boy who drowned. That's right. But the cat came back the very next day. Oh, the cat came back. He thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just could not stay away. So they took him to that place where all the meat is ground. Dropped him in the hopper with the butcher not around. The cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek. Now the town's meat tasted furry for the rest of the week. Boom! Cat came back the very next day. Cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. Could get nothing away.
They took him to Cape Canaveral.
They put him in a place. Loaded him on a shuttlecraft heading away into space. And when they finally thought that cat was out of human reach, ooh, the next
after they got a phone call from down in Miami Beach.
Hello, I'm back.
That's right.
Cat came back. The very next day, whoa, the cat came back. And whoa, they thought it was a neon or a buzzer cow. Wow, walking back when he goes out.
You know, so they took that yellow cat, they pressed him to the max, put him in a baggie full of that old anthrax, and they put him in a box and they shipped him the world around. Now everybody's dead and lying all around. Ooh, yeah, species drive back big time. Hey, hello, planet Earth, you're in for a treat. But the cat came back. The very next day, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just could not. Away, 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 away. Wow. Ain't that something? You got a cat like that? I got one. All it does is eat, eat, eat. He's not any good for anything. He's an old cat. But, you know, he's been there all along. He was cute when he was younger, but, you know, I was too. Hey, don't forget, this Saturday, Willits Grange, Dream a Little Dream, 6 o'clock to 11. This is an event you do not want to miss. One-of-a-kind event, a black tie event right up here in the country with jazz music by the Velvet Vipers. Wow. And, of course, the beautiful voice of and powerful voice of Sarah Ryan. So there's a five-course catered dinner, dancing, silent auction. Oh, come on. Dress up and really enjoy yourselves and help support the Willits Grange. The Willits Grange, this Saturday. Whoa, you want to do it?
I know you want to do it.
Okay, I'm going to kind of ease on out with a little gentle song. In case you kids are up at 10 o'clock. We're still in bed at 10 in the morning. Or 8 o'clock Sunday. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. And let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails hum? That's the hobo's lullaby. Now I know your clothes are torn and ragged. And your hair is turning gray. Lift your head, smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. I know you worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow come and go. For tonight, we're in a nice warm boxcar. Safe from all that wind and snow. Let the town drip slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails humming? That the hobo's a lullaby. Hey, goodbye for now. Hope to hear from you. Hear me next week. So long. Love, peace, health.